Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. Pioneer Paul will be up on there in a few minutes. The first thing I want to say is everybody burn some sage, send some good vibes or good energy or positive energy or whatever your higher being may be, that send it to my family as we have lost my first cousin this morning. We're going to get started with our birthdays. We have Donald Minhasen, Minhasen. Sorry, Donald, can't even say your last name, brother. So sorry about that. The next birthday is Jessica Rule, Beulah Sturgill. Happy birthday to you, Miss Beulah. Jackie Todd, happy birthday to you. And that is actually all of my Facebook family and friends' birthdays. The weather, it is actually sunny and 51 degrees today. Sunny and 51. Who would have thought that? I'll just tell you, it's freezing out there to me. It's freezing cold. I mean, I'm just freezing. I don't know why, but I am freezing, so. Sorry about that, folks. It's like, oops. So sorry about that. But I hope everybody's enjoying their day and everything. I was trying to see. Make sure, okay. Yes, okay, I did get off my birthdays. There is a top story at the Frankfurt down there on the Pizza Hut driver that got killed yesterday. Let's see if we can hear what it says.
Police were first called to the apartment complex on Shankill Lane just after 8 o'clock Tuesday morning. Someone had reported seeing a person slumped over in a car. When police and EMS got there, they found 21-year-old Jared Banta dead. They said he had a gunshot wound. By 9:20 that night, Frankfurt police had arrested three people. They charged 18-year-old Brooke Kennedy and a juvenile with conspiracy to commit robbery and a second juvenile with robbery. Police said Kennedy and the two juveniles lured Banta to the parking lot as part of a drug transaction, but they're still trying to figure out who shot Banta.
This individual with two juveniles conspired to get him there, our victim, and to commit robbery. And from that point, we know that right now. That's what charges are. What we're trying to do is now move on beyond that point to see exactly who shot our victim and move forward.
The police said help from the community was a big factor in this case. They said they got a lot of tips that helped out. In Frankfurt, Sean Moody.
Oh, wow. So they're saying they lured him there to sell him some type of drug. And two are juveniles. I mean, man. So sad. I mean, Frankfurt has so many murders anymore, it's one thing. We hear of all these murders in Lexington and Louisville and these other states, but when you start hearing it in such a small community, Frankfurt is a small community, and when they say drugs, I mean, what type of drugs are they talking about? That's what I always like to know. I mean, used to be the pills. What drug do you shoot somebody over? I don't know. Craziness. I want to tell everybody once again that December the 31st will be our last day on the radio here. I am stepping down from all activist work. As a matter of fact, I wanted to read that statement today to everybody that on what I had made and things. hang on, here we go. On 12/31 of 2016, this is the end of this journey for me. My whole life, my whole world and life changed 15 years ago. I was so lost and I had no clue what to do. I fought for your freedoms. I fought against murder. I fought for the CO. I fought for your guns. I fought against CPS. I fought against corruption. I fought for the homeless, our vets, the elderly, our sick and dying folks. And the list goes on and on. And trust me, it does. The little children, I mean, man, I could just, you know, if I'd have kept on listing everything, I mean, I'd have never got it wrote. But after 15 years of fighting, it appears that things have only got worse. I feel like it is now time for me to take my own personal life back and enjoy what time I have left upon this earth. I'm not sure where my new journey shall take me just yet. I wish you all the best in whatever you choose to do. I have met some of the best folks in the whole wide world, and I mean that with all my heart. I truly love each and every one of you. I wish you all the very best of love within, a peace that overflows, a joy that is everlasting, and health that will never fail you. We all talk of change, but sadly, folks, miss the whole point of change only comes from each individual within one's own self first and foremost. This is the only way things will change is once folks understand we all need to work on our own self. None of us is perfect. We all fall short. Do not look back on your shortcomings. Look ahead at the things that you can do to change things. I wish you all the very best and hope that you can do the same also. Do the same for me also. And God bless us all. And I want to really give a shout out to every single person that's responded to me on that, that's liked that, commented. I mean, thank you all so much. Thank you all so much. I appreciate all y'all. And once again, like I say, I mean, I'm very humbled by the people that's, you know, out there with the things. And so, I mean, you know, please just remember to keep my family in your prayers and things. We're actually from the next couple of days, we are going to be playing at 4:20. We're going to be playing the song. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee. And Pat Riley helped him write this song also. And so that's what we will be playing to finish our shows out, because I mean, we actually we've played it more than any song ever was. And we really love Naked Women Smoking Marijuana. I will also say that I do have plans. I'm never sure about Blog Talk Radio. If they'll, you know, all of our shows are still there. They might be there for another 5 years. They could be there for another 10 years. And then something could happen to the person that runs that website. And so I don't ever want our shows to be lost. So I am going to take the time out because, you know, I'm fixing to deal with some little health issues. And I'll have plenty of time to kill on this, hopefully. But I'm going to take and put all of our radio shows up on the Gatewood Legacy radio. I think it says radio. It might just say Gatewood Legacy. I will put it out there on the like pages. But I'm going to put all of our shows all together, one by one, from the very first show until the last show. I'm going to upload them all on YouTube with some slideshows, because I actually believe with all my heart that YouTube will always be there. There might not be other things that's there, but I believe that YouTube will always be there. And I said, how cool is that? I mean, you know, we've got a slideshow that runs now, but nothing like the slideshow that you can run when you post something on YouTube. You get, you know, I've got the... I'm limited on some of these with Blog Talk Radio. But there is no limitation on YouTube. You know, I think we can put thousands and thousands of pictures up on there. Please excuse me. I keep yawning and all that. Toshibi is in trouble. I don't know what Toshibi has done or Toshibi. Yeah, I mean, it's like, uh-oh, what'd you all do? Israel cabinet minister calls John Kerry's speech a pathetic step. Parents are furious. We watched our kids cry on Christmas. Parents are furious after the holiday's hottest toy malfunctioned. Many people's Hatchimals just went from being the holiday season's hottest toy to being one of the most heartbreaking presents around. Dozens of parents are now speaking out about malfunctioning Hatchimals after their children unwrapped the toy and realized they could not convince the robotic critters to hatch. One of the things that made Hatchimals most presence was that this holiday season is the hatching process. They're still sewed, encased in their eggs. Users have to play with and nurture the eggs for up to an hour. So it's up to an hour, listening to the cooing inside of it. It pecks as its way out of the shell. However, according to many parents, the hatching never occurred, and at least one is now threatening to sue the makers of Hatchimals. A mother in Canada told Business Insiders that she purchased three of those. She kept two for her daughters and donated one to a family in need. Of course, no deed goes unpunished. To my surprise, both of my Hatchimals for my girls did not hatch. One just kept flashing red eyes through the shell, and the other one wouldn't spin or move. I ripped the eggs open as requested by both my girls, who were crying and heartbroken because, let's face it, the hatching is the best part. If Spin Master, the creator of Hatchimals, does not respond to my emails asking for assistance by January the 3rd, she said she plans to file a class action lawsuit against the toy maker, and she isn't the only one in her struggles. The toy maker's Facebook page has been flooded with angry comments. The gift was given and excitement raged. Excitement turned to depression and sadness, reads a comment from one disappointed buyer. My granddaughter tapped and turned upside down her egg for hours. She followed the steps, and after half a day, it would not hatch. I was devastated. We waited forever to see her smile. Instead, was greeted with a frown, and it won't hatch, Papaw. Others say that the hatchable animals did hatch, but only after a long effort. It's bad, my nephew went to bed crying last night because his Hatchimal that we have been trying to hatch since Christmas Day, it just keeps sleeping in the egg. We hatched it ourselves this morning, and it's still not snoring or not doing anything else. Still said their Hatchimal animals quickly broke after hatching. I purchased a hatch animal for my grandson for Christmas. It hatched and worked for about 45 minutes, then it shut down and refuses to wake up. Reads one comment. My 7-year-old granddaughter is heartbroken, thinking his pet has died. Can anyone help, please, make this right? Spin Master said in a statement to Business Insiders Wednesday that the consumer care representatives extended our hours and increased the capacity for callers to help prevent call drops due to the holiday. The toy maker also recommends looking up troubleshooting tips on the website, as well as the video, Top 5 Things to Know About Hatchimals. Customer service line reported being overwhelmed by complaints, with Facebook users saying they have waited up to 2 hours to speak with a customer representative. Angry parents are demanding replacements. I sincerely hope you will replace all the defective ones before releasing more to the stores. We waited in line. We watched our kids cry on Christmas. We deserve to have our problems fixed before you cash in more sales. They are one of the most sought-after gifts this year. Retailers like Walmart and Toys R Us faced a shortage. So who managed to get their hands on those, resold the toys online for hundreds of dollars. Hundreds. It's like, wow, hundreds of dollars. I mean, can you imagine? Man. Well, that sounds like that's a bad deal. Four people have been arrested.
Philadelphia police say officers arrested four people during a disturbance at a shopping mall. Officials responded in northeast Philadelphia Tuesday night after getting a report about a large group of teenagers.
Went to the food court area, and that's when they started running around, yelling and screaming, and acting disorderly. At least one of the juveniles attempted to strike one of the...
No, I guess one of the juveniles... I don't know why it stopped. Let's see.
Officers. That got the other juveniles agitated.
Police say the gathering was planned on the mobile messaging app, Snapchat, and comes after disturbances in malls nationwide Monday night, something one vendor says he witnessed.
They were pelting the cops with fountain sodas and all kinds of trash.
No injuries were reported. Matt Small, The Associated Press.
Wow. Wow. So sad. Man, I hope people find peace. I hope people find peace on earth. It's so sad. I want to send out prayers and thoughts and good vibes also for Adrian Gibson. She lost her boyfriend this morning. She's actually in Indiana, Adrian is. And I had read where they said that he had a seizure. And, you know, he was expecting his firstborn child here in so many months from now. His firstborn child was going to be born. And, you know, and he was a young man, very young. I mean, so tragic, very tragic. I hate to hear that. Oh, man, I'm on a yawning spell and can't get off of it, people. I'm on a yawning spell and can't get off of it. I apologize to it. I was like, man, I've never seen so many new things in my life. I mean, it's like, man, all kinds of new groups and things. We also want to also still remember the Thurman family, Camry Elizabeth Thurman. They had lost her. And Friday is visitation from 10 to 12. And then the funeral is at 12 p.m. And it's going to be at Roger F. Hall, 2nd Street. I don't know where that's at. Trouble, tragedy right there for that family and right at Christmas and things. So our prayers and good vibes and thoughts are with those people and things. Hate to hear that. Hate to hear of anybody losing a loved one or somebody being sick or anything at this time, you know. You just never know. Oh, my. Well, that's not good. It looks like my computer just went down on me, and it's like, oh, no, how can that happen when we're going to actually get ready to play a song here in a few minutes? It's like, whoops. Well, hopefully we can get back to it here in just a second, folks. Just hang with me. If I don't, I have to pull it up on my phone. I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness, how does that happen? Wow. Well, I guess I'll just have to go ahead and try to pull it up because, I mean, if I don't, we're going to miss out on our song. This is not my day, people, not my day. Hang with me. I actually have to unplug my computer and everything here to reboot it. Of course, it ain't going to do me no good because I'll never get it back up by the time it's time to play the song. So I'm going to pull it up on my phone so I can play it real fast. That's crazy. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. And I'm going to take us away. Here we go, folks. Here we go. As Paula and Jolene says, puff, puff, pass.
Getting on my boat, right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke, the world keeps turning, and I don't care, 20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw, yeehaw, what a badass little song that is. Thank you, Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We love that little song, love it. We've played it a lot on here. We appreciate every time we've ever played it, and we appreciate you allowing us to play it. We appreciate Willie Nelson and family, Lynn Wilson, the queen of hemp. I appreciate her. I appreciate all the folks that's been on the show with us and things. I've got so much to do, people, that I've actually got to go ahead and end the show since Paula's not here with us today. Of course, she's babysitting her pumpkin, but I'm going to end our show because I do have a lot to do to still do. But we will be back tomorrow with another show and things. If, you know, if it's possible, I'm sure we'll be back. But everybody have a good evening. God bless and love you, people. And I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.